What did we say? We said we cared about it for national security, right? We said we care about it in national security. I mean, it's obvious we care about it for national security, because if you're going to build a Golden Dome over the United States of America, right, wouldn't you prefer the Golden Dome cover Greenland? So when you're knocking out the missiles, you're not knocking them out right over your head. Like, we've all seen Israel, like, knocking out the missiles right over their head with their Iron Dome. Wouldn't you prefer to knock out the missiles if you live on the East Coast of the United States of America over Greenland, a couple of thousand miles away where there's no people, right? Doesn't that sound better? So this is sort of where we're thinking about it and how our national security team is thinking about it.
So what's actually in the framework?
Well, the framework is a national security-based framework. That's what the United States cares about. We care about our national security, and we care about the shipping lanes. So let's talk about the national security and shipping lanes, and let's see if we can't figure out a framework to do that together. And I think that's what the president truthed about. He said we're going to try to figure that out together, because those were the key points that the United States of America cared about. And I think the president's been clear about it, and he just wants people at the table dealing with it swiftly. I mean, think about this. He sends out a truth, and like within 4 days, right, we have a framework agreement. Like, that's, by the way, that's a pretty effective truth, I have to tell you.
And we had tariffs on, tariffs off.
They were never on.
What does this do?
They were never on.
The threat of them are coming on for February 1st. What does this do now for the agreement you and your team struck with Brussels? Because the legal implementation has now been put on hold.
Oh, I think it'll be put on unhold probably tomorrow. I mean, come on. That's why I said it's an overreaction. I mean, they know when the president says this is what's going to happen. I mean, what provoked the president? What provoked the president was that they sent military people to Greenland. I mean, they didn't send military people to Ukraine. Like, why are they sending military people to Greenland? It, you know, it was so it seemed like a provocation.